Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today we're going to talk about 7 steps to the overall process of deciding which celebrity social influencer you want to post for your brand. I've been working with brands and partnering them with celebrities for over 20 years now. And in the last 2 years, I've seen a major rise in the number of brands who want smaller endorsement partnerships with celebrities that are strictly social media driven. We've had a lot of people and reporters ask us how celebrity social media posts actually happen, followed by the obvious need to know how much does it cost. And with this, I've put together 7 steps so that you can better understand exactly how they happen and what you need to know. So to start with, number 1, when a brand contacts us regarding working with a celebrity, we always ask if they have someone specific in mind. They usually do, but that doesn't mean they are set on that person only, or should be. Sometimes they are, and our relationships allow us to quickly make introductions and begin negotiating a contract. However, we actually counsel against brands making firm decisions before exploring more options. Secondly, you need to re-examine your who. As a brand, if you're 100% set on one specific person and you're not open to anyone else, you are no longer in control of the conversation. You can't walk away easily from negotiations, and you end up paying more money often because you really can't truly play the game of negotiation. There may be other celebrities also that would be a better fit, are easier to work with, or who are just more eager to work with your brand, or even have a better established fan base to your brand already. When we start working with a brand, we ask a lot of questions, ranging from who they think they would like to work with, to what budget that person needs to fit within, to how large a social fan base a celebrity should have, as well, of course, demographic-specific questions. We also try to determine exactly what the brand wants from the celebrity. A social media campaign with a celebrity can have a major drive of sales for your brand and results in really, really fast ROI, so having the right partner is incredibly important. Often brands have the idea that just paying to partner with a celebrity will make magic happen, but the reality is, before a celebrity can even be approached, we need to know very specifically what the campaign plan is. And some of the questions we need to know for any celebrity partnership include, as relevant to the goal, the number of days expected if they need to shoot a TV spot or print ad, the number of tweets, Facebook or Instagram posts if they're posting social media, if they're expected to create their own content, photos, videos, how much fan interactions required, the number of events they're going to be expected to attend, and if when attending the event, they're going to be expected to stand for photos with the brand's CEO, as well as media or walk a red carpet, and how many hours they're going to need to be there. And what you have to understand is there is really nothing that is too trivial to leave out in planning for how the celebrity will be incorporated into a campaign, even if that celebrity is just being hired to do a single social media post. Our 5th suggestion is looking at the offer. From the brand manager's response, we are then able to construct a list of celebrities who fit within their possible interest. Once the brand looks at this list and why it's ranked as it is, including possible rates, we have the brand narrow down their choices so that we can create an offer letter, also known as a letter of intent, or an LOI. This states specifically everything that the celebrity is going to need to do. The talent agent, manager, or publicist then shares this with the celebrity, and we negotiate to the final terms. You also need to decide, do you want a celebrity or a celebrity social influencer? A celebrity influencer is not always a celebrity, and brands often come to us and say they want a celebrity to do social posts. But when we're really starting to dig in, what they're actually looking for is a celebrity social influencer that has tremendous social reach and someone who will generate their own content and then happily and actively get it out there, and for a lot less money. Today, most actors and music celebrities don't actually have tremendous social media reach compared to social influencers. And the A-list celebrities that have major fan bases, they aren't very authentic when they post about a brand, as they're often not very active on their own social media, so it seems forced. So we often go down the path of educating and exploring if a social influencer might be a better fit than a celebrity. Then there's the whole thing of, you know, A-list celebrities cost so much money and it's just a single social post. So why can that possibly be? You know, you really have to understand that even if you just want one or two social posts from that A-list celebrity and you don't think it's asking that much, it really is when you realize the celebrity's looking at those posts as the same value of doing a TV or print campaign. Because if they post for a hair care brand and they do a couple of social posts, a competitor hair care brand is no longer going to likely offer them a big celebrity endorsement deal. So they're looking for exclusivity. Or maybe they'll do it, but why chance it? Because it's really, really expensive to work with them. Our sixth is giving guidance on the post. Even before the contract is negotiated and signed, we will outline the very specific hashtags and the brand's social handle that needs to be included in any posts. Suggested messaging is also provided to the celebrity influencer. If it's a real celebrity, then they often post almost word for word, sometimes without a lot of creativity. Although some celebrities are great with being creative. And sometimes celebrities kind of slip up, kind of like Scott Disick of Kardashian fame did. In fact, the brand gave very explicit instructions on his post, and then when he went to post, he actually posted those instructions along with the post. He literally took word for word a little too far. It was a major fail, and he took a lot of heat for it on social media. If it's a social influencer, they usually will put their own spin on the language used. There can be an entire photo shoot for a picture of a brand with a celebrity, but usually it's more natural, as that is what social posting is, a casual and hopefully authentic way to create a statement without it sounding forced. The contract will likely state that the product needs to be recognizable, that's fine, although we have seen some Viners where the product is barely recognizable in their video at all, but hashtagged. Our seventh point is negotiating the life of the post. The post lives forever, right? Well, wrong. The contract will absolutely state the length of term for the post to remain up. And today, many social influencers will pull the branded post down after a week, a two-week time period, or definitely a month or two, as they're looking at the deals as being super short and not long-term endorsement contracts, and they don't want to limit other brands in the same category from hiring them. A-list celebrities may leave the post up longer, but usually because it's part of a bigger campaign. And just so you know, when we've surveyed millennials, we've found it's not worth fighting for or paying for a long-staying post. The celebrity is posting on a likely daily basis, maybe every couple of days, and after a month or two, your paid-for post is so buried within their social stream that few, if anyone, will be scrolling down past 20 lines to see it. So really, decide where you want to spend your money, because any time that you add on is going to cost you additional dollars. Another question we get asked a lot is, which celebrities do social media? There are hundreds and hundreds of celebrities out there, and so many brands who want to partner with them, but the overlap is not as high as you may think. Brand managers are pretty specific about creating very niche partnerships with social postings, and our agency every week is constantly working with new celebrities. We have favorites where it comes to talent agents and managers who we work with often, and some management firms, like all businesses, have more integrity than others. But overall, we have access to everyone through relationships established over the last two decades, whether for social posts, comprehensive endorsement campaigns, or on-screen brand partnerships, and it's very seldom that we've found any celebrity who says absolutely they would never consider doing a social media endorsement or any sort of celebrity endorsement. However, we do find that based on the brand, they may say no to a certain category or no to a certain brand, but you won't know until you dig in and find out. We're able to match make a brand perfectly to the celebrity of their needs, as long as that brand is willing to, you know, have a wide view approach to it and be open to different ideas. So how much does it cost for a post? This is the question everyone wants to know, and it really varies. A single post with someone may be $5,000 or it may be $1 million, just based on who the celebrity is and what the post may be keeping them from doing with another brand in the same or similar category. That's where that whole exclusivity thing comes in. There is absolutely no magic number or rate card. I wish it was, it would make life a lot easier. And maybe one day there will be, but it's not happening yet. And having a budget in mind will really save you and your team endless hours so you can quickly focus on who truly is an option. And know your cap. be realistic. You know, you don't want to go in too low and not actually be able to consider someone who's just a little bit out of your league. And you don't want to go in too high because you're wasting some considerable dollars. You want to make sure that you can try to get, you know, the lowest possible rate with the highest possible return. Come up with a game plan so you're not simply opening a wallet, and be realistic too. Brands are paying for these partnerships, and there is really a high perceived value with consumers. Most social campaigns fall in the 10,000 to 150,000 range for a celebrity social influencer who does not have millions and millions, like the Kardashians, of fan followers. If they do have those numbers, then expect to pay $250,000 plus a post. For celebrities, those A-list types, those fees are often the low to mid six-figure range, could go up to seven figures, and they typically won't consider just one post and want more of a campaign to be built out. And it all depends on what the celebrity has to do. The more the ask, the higher the fee. And with that said, that's it for this episode. Hope it was helpful, and let me know if you have any feedback. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacy Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.